Lady Bird Readers, The Wizard of Oz. Picture words. Horrible witch. Emerald city. Yellow brick road. Wizard of Oz. Straw. Heart. Bucket. Tin Man. Scarecrow. Many years ago, there was a little girl called Dorothy. Dorothy lived on a farm in Kansas, America. She lived with her aunt, her uncle, and her little dog, Toto. One day, Dorothy's aunt and uncle were working on their farm. Dorothy was in the house playing with Toto. Suddenly, a storm came and it carried the house away. Dorothy was inside the house and she was very frightened. "Where is the storm taking us?" she asked her little dog. The house came down in a country full of flowers. Suddenly, Dorothy saw a beautiful lady. "Where am I?" she asked. "You are in the country of Oz," said the lady. "I am very happy to see you. I am the Good Witch." Then she thanked Dorothy for killing the horrible witch. "What horrible witch?" asked Dorothy. "Look under your house," said the Good Witch. Dorothy looked under the house. She saw a witch there, and there were two magic shoes on the witch's feet. Dorothy put on the shoes. "I want to go back to Kansas," said Dorothy. "How do I get there?" "You must go to see the Wizard of Oz," said the Good Witch. "He will help you. He lives in the Emerald City. You must travel along the Yellow Brick Road." "Can you come with me?" said Dorothy. "No," said the Good Witch. "But I will come to you if you need me." So, Dorothy and Toto walked along the Yellow Brick Road. Soon, they saw a strange man. There was lots of straw under his hat. "Hello, I'm a scarecrow," he said. "Where are you going?"
"We're going to the Emerald City to see the Wizard of Oz," said Dorothy.
"I will come with you," said the scarecrow. "My head is full of straw. I want to ask the wizard for some brains so that I can think." So Dorothy, Toto, and the scarecrow walked along the Yellow Brick Road. Soon they met a strange man who had a hard, gray body made of tin.
"Hello, I'm the Tin Man," he said. "Are you going to see the Wizard of Oz?"
"Yes," said Dorothy.
"Can I come with you?" said the Tin Man. "I want to ask the wizard for a heart so that I can love someone." So they all walked along the Yellow Brick Road. Suddenly, an angry lion jumped in front of them.
"Where are you all going?" asked the lion.
"We're going to the Emerald City to see the Wizard of Oz," said Dorothy.
"Can I come too?" said the lion. "I'm afraid of everyone and everything. I want the Wizard of Oz to make me brave."
Dorothy was happy with her new friends. They all walked along the yellow brick road together. Soon, Dorothy, Toto, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion came to the Emerald City. Everything in the city was made of green emeralds. A little man was standing on the road.
"We want to see the Wizard of Oz," said Dorothy. "Will you take us to him?"
"Yes, come with me," said the little man, and he took them to a beautiful emerald room. Then they saw the Wizard of Oz. Dorothy and her friends were frightened.
"Wizard, can you help us?" asked Dorothy.
"What do you want me to do?" asked the wizard.
"I'd like a brain," said the Scarecrow.
"I'd like a heart," said the Tin Man.
"And I want to be brave," said the Lion.
"And what about you?" the wizard asked Dorothy. "What do you want?"
"I just want to go home to Kansas," said Dorothy.
"I will help you," said the wizard. "But first, you must help me. Go and kill the last horrible witch in Oz."
Dorothy and her friends weren't very happy.
Could they kill the last horrible witch? It wouldn't be easy.
Dorothy, Toto, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion went to find the horrible witch's castle. Suddenly, the witch's flying monkeys came. They carried Dorothy, her friends, and Toto to the witch's castle. The horrible witch wanted Dorothy's magic shoes.
"If I have the magic shoes, I will be the most horrible witch in Oz," she said.
But Dorothy wouldn't give her the magic shoes. So the witch made Dorothy work in her castle.
One day, the witch said, "If you don't give me those magic shoes, I will kill your little dog." Dorothy was very angry. She picked up a bucket of water and she threw it over the witch.
"You horrible girl! Your water is killing me," said the horrible witch.
And suddenly, she wasn't there. Dorothy and her friends went back to see the Wizard of Oz.
"We have helped you," said Dorothy. "Please, will you help us?"
So, the Wizard of Oz gave the Scarecrow some brains, the Tin Man a heart, and he made the Lion brave.
"Now I can think," said the Scarecrow.
"Now I can love," said the Tin Man.
"And I am a brave lion," said the Lion.
"But can you send Dorothy home?" asked the Scarecrow.
"No, I can't," said the wizard. "My magic isn't strong enough."
Suddenly, the good witch was there.
"Dorothy," said the good witch, "you must ask your shoes to take you home."
"Shoes? Please take me home," said Dorothy. The next moment, she and Toto were back on the farm with her aunt and uncle, and everyone was very happy.
Lady Bird Readers, The Wizard of Oz. Read by Becca Stewart. Text adapted by Colleen Degnan Venice. Illustrated by Richard Johnson. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright, Lady Bird Books Limited, 2016.